Good afternoon. You're listening to Here and Now on KGOU. I'm Brian Hardzinski. Central Oklahoma is in the middle of an earthquake swarm. The U.S. Geological Survey says the quakes are likely to continue, could get worse, and might be linked to oil and gas drilling. As State Impact's Joe Wirtz reports, Oklahomans are coping with the shaking as researchers look into more details on what's causing the quakes.
Keith Irwin says they remind him of the artillery he used to hear growing up near the Fort Sill Army Base in Lawton. His wife Amanda says the earthquakes sound like thunder.
The chandelier was swinging and the walls were rumbling and the bed was rumbling.
That's when the game starts.
We just turn and look at each other. What do you think it was? 2.5. No, that had to have been a 3.0.
I'm interviewing the Irwins in the living room of their impressive home in an upscale Edmond neighborhood. We talk about broken dishes at their neighbor's house, quake-related cracks at their last home just a few miles away, and how their children are a lot less scared than their parents. And then a funny thing happens.
Was that one just now? Did you hear it? Did you hear that? A little rumble? Okay, it might have been the workers.
The Irwins are on edge, and they're not alone.
Oklahoma City 911.
Yes, did we just have an earthquake?
Yes, we had an earthquake. Everything's okay now. Do you need police, fire, or IMSA?
No, I was just sitting and looking at the ball game and my butt started moving.
Everything's okay now, all right?
It's important for the people and business owners in Oklahoma City to understand that this hazard has gone up substantially.
That's Bill Leith. He's a senior science advisor for earthquake and geologic hazards at the U.S. Geological Survey. In October, he wrote an official warning that the earthquake hazard in Oklahoma had increased
by a factor of 10 or so in the last 4 years. That doesn't mean that there's going to be a large earthquake tomorrow or next month or next year even, but we know that that hazard, those probabilities are up very substantially.
These earthquakes are concentrated east of Oklahoma City, near Jones and Luther, and Prague, the site of the 5.7 magnitude quake, the state's largest, which injured 2 and destroyed more than a dozen homes in 2011. And there's a growing body of research linking the quakes to wells oil and gas companies use to bury toxic drilling fluid deep underground. Cornell seismologist Katie Kiernan has written papers on the Prague quakes and is working on one about the Jones Swarm.
And we can show that it's quite reasonable that water flowing from these wells is actually triggering these earthquakes, and that would, the Jones Swarm, Luther, Prague combined are the vast majority of earthquakes that we've had in Oklahoma since 2008.
While Kiernan, Leith, and other seismologists say the quakes are very likely connected to the wells, there's no absolute proof. The state's official seismologist at the Oklahoma Geological Survey thinks there might be a natural increase, too. Other states with potential disposal well earthquakes, like Colorado, Arkansas, and Ohio, have responded to the risk with new rules or laws for drillers. After an earthquake struck near the Texas border in September, the Oklahoma Corporation Commission ordered a disposal well operator to slow down, but that was unusual. The commission is considering endorsing a set of voluntary guidelines for disposal well operators. Back in Edmond, the earthquake Amanda Irwin thought she heard wasn't real. That's what makes this game so challenging.
You feel like you're playing Battleship, and you look at the map and you see these little pings of all the different places where they hit.
The Irwins laugh, but they're clearly anxious. The games are a distraction, but they don't think the earthquakes are a joke. The Irwins have written letters to both their state lawmakers and asked them to investigate. For State Impact, I'm Joe Wirtz.